don't recognize things at times. This is a good comedy sketch. Well, not a comedy sketch, but just a comedy moment. We don't recognize it. I'm driving. It's 6:26. I've been up for an hour, but I haven't been up for an hour because I didn't really sleep very well. So Karen came in at 1. Karen came in at 12 last night, and I spoke to her at 1 because she was all jazzed about how her day went and how things were going. So 1 o'clock I went to bed, but I'd already had some marijuana inside me. So I didn't really sleep. I had 4 hours kip, but I didn't have 4 hours kip because my brain just ticked over. So I was aware of the time passing, and I was aware of not really being asleep. So, where does that bring me? It brings me to here. I'm driving along in my car, which has got lights on, it's got the heater on and the windscreen. It's raining. Visibility's okay. Well, is it? It's a case of we do that. We drive when things aren't great. I can see the cars in front of me. I can see the little red lights. I couldn't tell you the color of them because it's dark. I'm traveling at 70 miles an hour. And we take this for granted. I'm driving on a slippery surface because it's raining. I'm in a ton of metal. I can't see totally in front of me, but that's the thing. I'm just doing it. We put ourselves in so much danger, and we just sort of like are blasé about it. Oh, how was your journey? Oh, it was a bit tough. No, it was very tough. And fucking just as I thought it was bad, then God decided to put fog in the way. There was sheep on the road in front of me. Just little things like that that make driving, they can make driving very hard. It's like for me, the last part of the motorway didn't have lights on it. So Jesus, when you're driving along and the visibility isn't great and you can't actually make out the road because your eyes are tired as well. Yeah, driving can be interestingly fun. Well, is it fun? That's the thing. Is this fun? I'm aware of my driving skills. But also, I'm also aware of the fact that I do quite a lot of it automatically. My brain sort of like works out that I need to move into that slot. My brain works out. See, the yawny brain, the tiredness, which I know for a fact I am, and I'm looking forward to pulling over in 40 minutes time and having a kip. Until that point, I have to process information that's coming at me so fucking thick and fast that I have to continually update it in my little computer processor brain. We are wonderful creatures, human beings. We really are. We forget how cool we are. We do. We forget just how fucking wonderful we are as beings. This complex light show, it is a complex light show. I've got cars coming at me from the right. I'm on the, in the fast lane, now going into the semi-fast lane. And I'm just taking in information. A1 North, Grantham's 20 miles. Car in front of me is doing about 72 miles an hour because it's a bit faster than me. And the lights of the oncoming traffic are blinding. But the rain's hitting the windscreen, and that's sort of like obscuring things. I'm driving through a camera obscurer. And I do this every other morning. Jesus. At one point, my luck is going to run out. It really is. Because you can't keep up with this level of... But saying that,